saving money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Let's go. Hello, and welcome to Crackin' Crime. I'm your host, Jamie Tilson.
I'm your co-host, Seth Tilson.
We'd like to thank everybody for listening to last week's episode. We've had great comments, great feedback. We hope everybody liked it. We hoped everybody enjoyed it. So we're going to do another one. This is a bonus episode. So bonus episode number two. We'd like everybody to go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page. We've got it's Crackin' Crime. We got
Twitter, we got YouTube, everything's coming soon. But if there's something you didn't like, if there's some pointers you have for us, please comment and post. We're new at this, so we'd like any of the pointers we could get possible. If you Absolutely. Have ideas or stories that you want us to talk about, we're all that is gladly accepted. So give us anything you got.
Fantastic. Yeah, we'd love to tell stories that the listeners would like to listen to. That sounds great. We'd also like you to share the page, help us grow the podcast. That sounds fantastic to us.
Yeah, if you do, I'll like your photo at the mall this Saturday. Like, just post whatever you want. I'll like it back. I'll return the favor. It's tit for tat.
And we'd also like to read comments at the beginning of the episodes. We'd like to start off right around now. We could read a couple of comments if people want to leave nice comments, because we're going to ignore the bad ones.
I say we comment on the bad ones. If you think I should suck a dick, I'll talk about it. We'll mention it. Fuck it. Yeah, like, you're right. What I said was stupid, and I probably should put a penis in my mouth. I don't know. Sorry, that's a little explicit. I apologize.
Yeah, it's a little excessive.
It's a little too much. We're going to go back to PG. My bad. I'm trying to find a niche. I hope that's not it. I hope the penis thing ain't it.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. This week we are labeling the episode.
It does not sound fantastic.
That's Seth's new thing. If you guys want to see that, let us know.
Be sarcastic.
This week's is ripped from the headlines. That's what we're labeling it. We did not have one story that we're going to talk about. We're just going to kind of talk about a bunch of brief ones
I'm going to read Sunday to talk
absolutely
about.
We're going to record them on Sundays, so we'll be putting them out Monday mornings most likely for new story podcasts. But we're wanting to do a couple of these bonus ones, maybe not quite as long as our story podcast, so we can just kind of get something out there to you guys. So with that's it, you about ready to rock and roll or what?
I'm always ready to rock and roll.
That's fantastic. That's what I like to hear. Okay, so this one is funny. Okay.
I hope it's
from 2016. I'm sure a bunch of people heard about this. It was all over the place back in 2016. Okay, but it's absolutely fantastic. So, Joshua James, he was 24 years old at the time of this. He was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's excessive.
It is excessive.
I offer, right? Like, theft or, like, misdemeanors. That's what I like. It's a little less extreme.
Well, this one is really funny because he said it says here that wildlife officer Nicholas Gurin said in his report that James drove his pickup truck to a window, I believe it was a Wendy's, about 1:20 a.m. on October 11th.
I hate to do this. Can I pause you for a second?
Why?
So, we're at a Wendy's, which obviously is so urban and rural. Urban is countryside, rural is inner city, right? That's probably a stupid question.
Rural is...
Am I backwards?
Where we're at right now. We're out here in Nebraska. All in Nebraska.
I work
rural.
Really hard. Don't fire me, Alfred. anyway, why is it a wildlife cop that's noticing something going on in the city in the first place? You can't just waltz over that like nothing's going on.
that's the funny part. I'm glad you picked up on the wildlife, okay? Wildlife officer.
Wildlife. I'm thinking hunting.
And you're talking inner city, not rural.
He didn't even have a fishing pole. One.
What?
He didn't have nothing. Huh? All right. I apologize for interrupting the story. You continue.
Well,
there,
I'm getting to why it was a wildlife officer. Okay. So while he's in the drive-thru at Wendy's, he pulls up to the window. Okay. The employee handed James his drink. And James was just like, you know what? Fuck it. Throws an alligator in the fucking store.
I've had it with this Tuesday. It's 6 o'clock. I had to work.
I was working. I got to work in the morning, but I don't want to go to work.
I was going
to
keep this alligator for later. That's what I really was. I was going to keep it in my pocket for a better situation. This motherfucker charged me $4.99 for large fries and a McChicken. Oh, it's no spicy chicken sandwich. Excuse me. It's Wendy's. He didn't get his frosty.
This is no joke. This truly happened. It's fantastic. Isn't that awesome? Apparently he was driving around. He found this alligator. And he was like, I don't know what to do with it. So he throws it in his truck.
God damn, that's a nice alligator right there.
That's a damn
God, what would I do with that alligator? I think I'll go to Wendy's. And I'll chuck it at that
stupid
guy.
He's driving around, and he's got his alligator with him. And he's like, you know, I'm thirsty as shit, right? So now while he's getting his drink, he's like, oh my God, idea, I know what I'm doing. I'm throwing this motherfucker in the window.
To wrestle this alligator into this truck. You know what sounds good? A fucking Frosty.
That says no one was hurt. Wildlife officer Gurin.
How was no one hurt?
I have no clue. They apparently were like, alligator. They're used to it at that Wendy's. They're just like, this is the fourth one this week.
What state was this in?
Florida.
That makes sense.
It makes a lot. Yeah. They're like, this happens all the fucking time.
It's just another gator.
Yeah. When they sit down for training at that Wendy's, it's just like, if alligators walk in, this is what you do.
The
right?
guy at the drive-thru had a bag ready and a piece of black tape to wrap his mouth.
Yeah, he just jumped
like,
on it.
Oh, look at the live one, guys. Grabbed a hold of him, wrapped his mouth up. Like he's fucking tying up a calf at the rodeo. 12 seconds, you catch that? You paying attention, rookie?
Oh, that is fantastic. Oh,
that funny.
It says that James was tracked down through video surveillance and a purchase at a neighboring convenience store. So apparently he was just like, that was hilarious. Now I need groceries. So I'm just going to stop right next door. Yeah. And then they got him walking in.
That is funny.
Oh,
as hell.
Man.
So they got him. Okay. So he threw the alligator in there. Did he get his food?
Nope.
No.
Nope. Well, I think it said that it was after he got his drink, I'm pretty sure.
That is funny shit right there. What does it say?
Yeah, the employee handed James his drink. So he's like, okay, this is all I was here for. I was here for this drink. So I'll set this in my cup holder. And there's an alligator.
Thanks for the frosty.
And he just sped off. He's gone. Yeah. But they didn't charge... Wait, no, I think they did charge him with the theft. I think that was a part of that, too. So that's probably the theft of the dollar drink.
$1.99, I'll tell you. $1.99.
Yeah.
Wait, all that.
Apparently, his mother said he does stuff like this because he thinks it's funny.
Ha! I wish my mother was that way.
She's very supportive. Very supportive. Oh, she's like, that's my boy.
He robs CVS's because he's bored on a Tuesday. Just let it be. Just don't bug him.
It's absolutely fine.
He doesn't. He's a good boy.
It says here that it was a 3.5-foot alligator. Weighed about 20 to 30 pounds.
That's like throwing an 11-year-old. Who throws an 11-year-old through a drive-thru window?
I know. It is absolutely crazy.
The alligator was probably just as confused as the fucking clerk was. Look, I'm sorry. We're colliding right now. I didn't want anything to do with this. I was in the woods.
He was so confused. Then he was like, holy shit. Are you playing some Eminem on the radio right now? I like this. This isn't bad at all. I'm like jamming out. And then he's like, what, why are you grabbing me? And he throws him into a fucking McWendy's. He's like, done.
Actually, I do think I remember hearing about that. But I just brushed it off. As, you know, hey, it's Florida. Fuck it. Florida's old people and alligators all day.
Oh, God, that is hilarious.
Sorry, Grandma and Grandpa, I didn't mean to call you old.
Okay, so that was one of the headlines that I remembered, and I wanted to talk about it. So
that one. That's funny.
It was pretty good. Okay, so now this I'm just searching more recent, like, dumb crime.
Why not? It's bonus.
It's, yeah, it. This is just bonus, yeah. Right? So we're just swapping around. We're just doing all kinds of different stuff. Okay, so this... it says the guy's name is Albert Bailey.
You're already a serial killer. It's Albert.
We're not really doing much with serial killers. We haven't done anything murder-related yet.
Well, I do apologize.
So I haven't got to any murder stuff quite yet. Maybe one of our stories will lead into a murder story, but I kind of like the more lighthearted stories, stuff
like
that.
Better. We don't got to get into serious stuff. Right. I like guys that like hide their mustaches in boxes, like it means a lot to them, and then they put on their jeans, jean shirt, and jean jacket. And, I don't know, hit their wife for not doing the dishes right. Not funny at all. But odds are he was doing that. Who hides a mustache? If you've seen the first episode. If you didn't, well, that hurts my feelings. You should watch it.
Well, listen to it. Yeah, we're not really able to be watched so much.
I watched through my ears. Thank you.
Okay, this one, it says that Albert Bailey. This is another bank robbery.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
I like these. I really do.
I do too.
It says that this did not go to plan, okay? Because
if it did, we wouldn't be talking about it.
No, we would have started off like last week where we're like, oh my God, these guys are, nobody knows who they are, nothing. Then they just unravel like crazy. Right?
Mysterious black silhouette got away with a particular crime.
So this guy wants to rob a bank, so he's like, you know what, the easiest way to do this, because I'm lazy. I'm not going to go in there with guns and then have to wait and have to tie people up. You know, I'm not going to plan it for a month like those other guys did, and then I'm not going to have to go in there and have my buddy go over and tie him up while I take the teller, blah, blah, blah. So he phones it in. He calls him. He calls him and says, I'm coming to rob you. Basically, get the money ready. Set it on the counter.
I'll be there to pick it up at 5.
I will be there in a minute to pick it up.
Oh, man, that was genius.
So, it says he calls it in, and this is in Connecticut. They warned the bank. So, the bank got threatened and collected the money. They went ahead and did collect the money for these robbers.
Wait,
they were
what?
Like, no shit.
Second, you went too fast for me. Can we slow it down? Wait, last I heard, some nobody called in and someone said I was gonna rob you. Now you're telling me they picked it up?
He did.
Who authorized that? The manager at Starbucks? Sports was like, son of a bitch, get $300 and a large mocha latte. We got, this is just going to get real here in about 2025, depending on how traffic is on I-94. What?
I'm not even joking. So this is literally like the bank teller or like the, what do you?
Oh, it was a bank, right. Yeah,
yeah, it was a bank. So he calls the bank. The bank teller or whoever answers the phone there is like, you know, hello, whatever bank. You know?
This is what they do.
This is what they do. They're like, hello, whatever bank.
Hello.
Hello. Whatever bank here. How can we direct your call? Right? Because this is how that goes. He's like, listen here, bitch. It doesn't matter, male, female, whatever.
Does he say that in your notes?
He's like, listen here, bitch.
They're at the
you
trial.
You get the money. I'm on my way. I'll be there in 26 minutes. You get that money ready, and I'll be there. It better all be in the bag.
She stayed calm the whole phone call. Hung up. Was like, oh!
Yeah, she's like, that sounds great, sir. We're going to do it. And she goes running to the manager, and she's like, oh, my God! And he's like,
they're coming into the back door. Was that a Will Ferrell movie?
The manager freaks out just as bad. He's like, ah! Ah! Like, no, just get it all ready. Just get it. Well, should we call the cops? Like, nobody thinks that the whole time. They're like, no, we ain't got time for this. We got to get down there. We got to get this money because they're coming in. Just we want to make this a quick, smooth transaction, right?
Don't lock the doors. They're going to want to be able to come in easily. Don't inconvenience them. Whoever's mopping the floors, knock it off. We don't want a slick floor. They might trip.
So it says later. We don't know how long. But at some point in time later, the police handled the situation, and Bailey, along with his partner, are among the world's dumbest criminals. And they got charged with first degree robbery and sentenced to 9 years in prison. So I don't know if they, I don't know how long later it was there. It doesn't give me anything.
I would assume it would be a violent criminal or a violent offense. So you would think they would do at least 85% of that crime.
Right.
I apologize if any of the people that were part of that heard this and they don't take it the right way. I'm sure it was very scary, and I don't know, maybe I would do the same thing, but at the expense of your sorrow, it is funny. Let's try to lighten up about it, please.
Oh my God,
that is funny.
Okay, so we got another story here. I don't even know how long we're going right now. So we'll
these, I'll tell you what,
we'll do another one. I don't know. I haven't read this one like I did the other two. This is another robbery. This guy was apparently looking for a house to rob. Right?
So, as many robbers do.
No. Apparently we are all into robberies right now.
I love that pink house.
So this man is just like apparently driving around, and then I don't know if he was just like, that one's the one. And he stops and he goes to rob it.
The upside down pineapple. I like yeah. It. If you're from the US, you know that means you're a swinger.
So apparently the man invades the house, and the house is full of cops.
Oh, what? Wait, you did it again. Tell the story and you fucking threw a haymaker at me. I'm confused. I thought we were coaching T-ball, and then bam, college.
It says the man's name was Darren Kempton, from Northampton. He entered a house at night that had already been burgled earlier that night.
What?
Says like, you know what, I see all these cars.
The whole time you were stumbling over the word burglared.
I did, I was.
I still don't know.
Boigled?
I still don't know if that's in the English language or not.
It said, but the house had already been burgled. So somebody breaks into the house, they call the cops, they're like, son of a bitch, we're missing everything. We lost it all, right? You know, my wife's ring, lost it. It's gone, the TV. That was a really badass 32-inch TV that I had saved for 3 months.
32-inch?
No, I made that up. That's not, we don't know what actually was burgled, okay?
If you're fucking, if you're watching a 32-inch in your living room, then...
Like, we had our 24-inch right here on the wall.
It was a prison-sized, clear plastic 12-inch screen, and so, I've had enough of this.
So now, while the cops are there investigating the previous burglary, this guy is like, hey, I heard there was a 24-inch on the wall I wanted.
So they ran to the whole house and got a total balance of $487. That was your life, was it?
It says, of course, he did try to run immediately, but it was not that easy. He was caught at the spot of the robbery.
What? Where did he run to? The bushes?
He's like, he comes walking through the back door as they're in there investing. They're like, excuse me, sir? And the lady's like, I don't know him. So he turns, he's like, some bitch, I'm out. He turns, he takes off running. As the next cop's walking in the back door, he just kind of grabs him and like handcuffs him. He's like, so you're going to jail. And then apparently he had tried to invade another house earlier in the night. And he left marks of his blood on the window, never got in. So they linked him to that one too.
What are you, punch a window? God damn it, that hurt.
I'm bleeding everywhere. You know what, I'm going to go... to the one that's already been burgled tonight.
He took it personal that the window made him bleed. He's like, son of a bitch, I got access now. But I'll tell you what, that hurt. That I've hurt. Had enough.
I have not had enough.
This house could suck a dick.
Yeah, I'm out of this house.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
That hurt. Punches through it. God damn it. Fuck this house. I knew I wanted a pink blue house. That's stupid as shit. Had enough. I'm going to the neighbors.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. All right. God. I don't even know. I was laughing so hard. I didn't even catch the last two stories. I really didn't. I was laughing so hard. I hope we don't sound as stupid as I feel like we're going to sound, because I feel like all we've been doing is laughing this whole time.
Oh, man. I know. We probably should be telling more stories.
Story, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully but, you guys are laughing as much right, as we are.
This is bonus episode. That's what it is. We're just this is right. Ripped from the headlines. Just... Yeah. Dumb crime stories. Again, we're not making fun of all the people involved. No. We don't know
it
any of the people involved.
It sucks they had
involved.
To go through a scary situation. Me and Jamie both have been through those before, and I wish you the best. But for us, we've been able to go through those situations, and once you let the frightening part of it get over with, you find the humor in it, and life goes on. And you find a way to laugh at everything. Every hard bump in your life, you can find a way to laugh at it because it made you stronger. And I hope everyone feels the same way as we do.
Absolutely.
I wish you guys the best, and I hope a speedy recovery. I hope everything goes good. Life goes on. You'll bounce back, and you'll be good.
Absolutely. That's our disclaimer for the episode. So hope everybody enjoyed that. All right, man. I think we wrap this one up.
Wrap it up quick. I like it.
All right. That's what we're going to do. We're just ending it. We're not like scrolling out. Again, go like us on all of our social media, right? So you got Twitter, you got the Facebook, exactly. Right? We're all over the interwebs.
Please okay? Comment too. Comment. Let us know what we're doing wrong. Like, I'm not afraid of constructive
criticism.
Criticism. Exactly. There you go. Yeah, I've had a few beers.
I knew you did.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No. Since
hopefully
talking,
the people
like
out there, as long as it's in the evening, they're at home, something like that. Hopefully they've had a couple with
have
us and they're enjoying
time.
Us.
Have a couple laughs with us.
That's right. That's what we're here for.
We'll true crime comedy for a reason. We'll see you back on Sunday. We'll tell a good story and we'll see how it goes. And hopefully
we'll be here on Sundays.
Or expose the truth regardless.
We'll be here on Sundays. You guys will hear us on Mondays. And then we're going to try to maybe do some bonus stuff on some Thursdays. And then that's just kind of where we're going for right now. So again, absolutely. Also, if you have a story that you would like to hear us tell, send it to us. Social media. That's what it's here for.
Absolutely.
All right. Sounds great. We'll see you guys next time.
Until next time.